This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Kids studying at home, parents as teachers, homeschooling. It's way up in the past decade, mostly because parents don't trust local schools or because they want schools to include specific religious teachings. But Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with a family that homeschooled for a different reason. Here's the story.
In 1991, Paula Penn-Nabrit and her husband, Charles, had a crisis when the elite private school their children attended near the Nabrits' Columbus, Ohio home threatened to put the boys out. Paula and Charles had clashed with administrators over issues of diversity. Paula felt that the school's lack of interest in a more heterogeneous staff and curriculum was sending her family a message.
We really saw ourselves as fully integrated members of the community. I think what the school wanted us to know was, you're not. And you know, we like you, and we certainly think you are exceptional Negroes, but you're not really a part of this community, not enough of a part of the community that you can critique how the policies are established at this institution. That's overstepping.
So the Nabrits decided to homeschool their boys, in part to insulate them from the racism they were sure their sons would meet later in the integrated world. Unlike many homeschoolers, they passed up teaching the boys themselves. Instead, Charles Nabrit says, they sought African-American grad students and professors from a local university as role models.
Despite what the school we had just left maintained, which was we would have hired some faculty of color if we could have found some qualified, we had no problem whatsoever in being able to fill that bill.
Each day, the boys worked hard. They had to read independently for 20 minutes, and they plowed through big chunks of math, history, science, and a foreign language. It was rigorous, and it was insular, and it was not a hit. Paula Penn-Nabrit.
We did not spawn kids who enjoyed being homeschooled. None of our kids liked it. They hated it. They hated it every day, and we know because they told us.
Despite that, the boys buckled down and did their work. Although, as young Charles Nabrit points out, they were often chagrined to discover their workload was way heavier than their friends in public and private schools.
People I would ask at school, well, what did you do? You know, I had five math problems and some social studies reading to do. Like, really? I had to read like four chapters in every book I seemed to own.
And when asked what the worst part of his homeschooling experience was, Damon replies immediately.
Being at home all day, where's everyone else who is my age? Well, of course, they're in school.
Evan says having a normal social life was doable, but hard.
Trying to create a social life was a project in and of itself, and I think that it worked. We met a few people, went to a few parties, and we had some good times.
Academically, homeschooling paid off. Like their Ivy League parents, Charles, Damon, and Evan Nabrit all were admitted to highly competitive schools. But the nurturing and cultural affirmation they got at home backfired when they got to college. Paula says her sons missed a critical lesson about one's place in society that school gives by osmosis.
And the place for African-American males in this society is at the bottom. And because Damon and Charles and Evan didn't have that 12 years of institutionalized preparation, when they got to Princeton and to Amherst, it's not that they weren't academically prepared and intellectually prepared, but psychologically, they really didn't know how they were expected to behave in the context of the dominant culture.
For instance, Charles and Damon were shocked that they were sometimes stopped by the campus police at Princeton for the pedestrian version of driving while black. In the world their parents had custom-built for them, that kind of overt racism didn't exist. But despite the tough transition to the real world, both Charles and Paula Nabrit are pleased with the end result.
I don't think that if we had to do it over again, we would have made a different decision.
I definitely think it was worth it.
But when I asked their sons, now handsome young men, whether they'd eventually homeschool their own children, none of them were sure they'd go that route. Both Evan and Damon said they'd consider their children's personalities before taking that step, as homeschooling isn't for everyone. And their brother Charles points out, nothing is assured.
We're all just sort of stepping out on faith, but in the end analysis, it's you, the kid, who's taking all the risks, because your parents have their diploma. If it doesn't work, they're like, gee, that kind of sucks. you don't have a degree.
The fact that they can laugh about it now says that Charles and Paula Nabrit were correct in their hope that for their family, homeschooling would work. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And you can read about the Nabrits' homeschooling adventures in Paula's book, Morning My Morning, How We Homeschooled Our African American Sons to the Ivy League.